In pretty good shape as you go across the Wilson Bridge. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin has the 7 News First Alert forecast.
A beautiful afternoon across the DMV. It feels very summer-like with record challenging heat, 87 to 92 for a daytime high. Our temperatures will fall through the 80s, the 70s, eventually settling into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. 85 to 90 degrees, your temperature range on Tuesday. Tracking a cold front during the afternoon and evening, this cold front may trigger a few showers and thunderstorms. We're partly cloudy on Wednesday, temperatures in the lower to middle 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Break out the flip-flops. It's sunny and 86 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
protesters at George Washington University take matters into their own hands. I'm Lynn Bowie.
I could tell the difference.
Reaction to an emergency juvenile curfew at National Harbor. I'm Shana Stulen.
How about this weather? Too hot too soon?
I'm not ready for this hot weather yet.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
In the green on Wall Street, the Dow up 117 points. 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken turns up the heat on Hamas.
In this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide. And they have to decide quickly.
He says Israel is extraordinarily generous with the latest offer on the table. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israel is offering a ceasefire of several weeks in exchange for the release of 33 Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, possibly up to 1,000.
Here at home, camped out protesters at Columbia University face suspension from school if they don't leave by this afternoon. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Today is the line in the sand for students to vacate. And of course, what the university says, they have a graduation on May 15th to consider. That graduation is set to take place very close to where the encampment is today. So that could be one key reason why they are pushing students out.
A massive cleanup underway in 6 states hit by tornadoes over the weekend. Worst of it in Sulphur, Oklahoma, where damage is extensive. KWTV reporter Addie Crawford.
State leaders pledging to help rebuild.
We will rise. We'll clean up. We'll rebuild. And we'll move forward.
Residents have faith in their community.
Sulphur's people are fantastic. That's why I moved here from California.
And I feel like the people in Sulphur is going to come out and help one another.
Trial opening today in Hawaii. 17 people suing the U.S. over the leak of jet fuel that got in the water system at the Pearl Harbor Hickam military base. Some people claim severe medical issues as a result. Christina Baer is a plaintiff's attorney.
They could smell the fuel in their water, and the government was telling them in town halls, there is no indication it's not safe. The Navy has been trying to cover this up from the very beginning, and they don't want the world to know.
The government calls the leak a nuisance, contends it was not serious enough to cause health problems. A medical company has settled a massive lawsuit over faulty sleep devices.
Dutch medical device maker Philips says it's reached a $1.1 billion deal to settle U.S. lawsuits over its faulty CPAP sleep apnea machines. Millions of the DreamStation devices had to be recalled after toxic foam broke off in users' mouths, sickening many and, their lawyers allege, killing nearly 400 people. The settlement includes no admission of fault or liability. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 116. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
103 on WTOP on Monday, April 29th. Crank up the AC, 86 and sunny as we head into the 90s. Could be breaking some records pretty soon here. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Pro-Palestinian protesters at George Washington University say morale is high today after they tore down metal barriers overnight, retaking University Yard. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports the protesters want the school to cut financial ties with Israel and drop charges against students who've been suspended.
The barriers were meant to reduce the size of the encampment, but Georgetown sophomore Selena Al-Shahabi, who is with Students for Justice in Palestine, says it felt like
being literally caged in, not being able to use the bathroom, not being able to have running water, not being able to have a medic on site.
GW says a student was being escorted out by police when hundreds of protesters dismantled the barriers. Now about 100 tents cover University Yard and H Street.
Students willing to get suspended, willing to risk their future careers for a cause so much greater than themselves, for people they may never meet.
This is now the fifth day for the Solidarity Encampment at GW. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore will deliver the commencement address at the University of Maryland at College Park at graduation ceremonies there next month. The ceremony includes graduates from the summer and winter of 2023, along with 2024 students. Maryland President Daryl Pine says he's honored that the graduates will have the opportunity to learn about the governor's journey, beginning from his Tacoma Park roots to becoming Maryland's first black governor in the state's 246-year history. The governor says the university is the pride of the state, and he looks forward to sharing reflections of his life and service with this year's graduates. The graduation exercises take place May 20th at the University of Maryland. The first 3 days of an emergency weekend curfew for young people at National Harbor in the books now. It required kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them between the hours of 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. It started Friday evening and ended early this morning. So how did it go? WTOP's Shayna Estulin is finding out.
At first, I was kind of disturbed, and I was like, why is this a curfew? Are they kind of maybe targeting a certain group?
Jill Bullock from Prince George's County says she had second thoughts given surging crime in the DMV.
We hate to keep the young folks out, but if they're the ones causing the problems and they don't have their parents and guardians around, then it's the best thing.
Dolores, general manager at Spice Store Pepper Palace, says she didn't see as many teens out this weekend, perhaps because of Saturday's wet weather.
When it rains, a lot of people aren't going to want to come out.
She says a better long-term solution would be building more community centers in the area so kids don't get bored and they stay out of trouble. Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
Have you checked the thermometer today? We've hit 90 degrees already at BWI Marshall. Mid-80s, mid to upper 80s around the rest of the area. It is summer-like in late April. WTOP's Nick Iannelli has been out talking with folks about today's heat, and some say they are just not prepared.
I'm not ready for this hot weather yet.
And why is that?
Because we just went from spring to late summer.
Lori Rosen says the nice spring weather didn't last long enough. She says it's like the hot weather just appeared out of nowhere and smacked us all in the face.
Now, all of a sudden, all I want to do is go jump in a pool. And I like warm weather, but this is kind of crazy.
For Chris Roth, he takes a more long-term view. He says the temperatures will likely be up and down like a yo-yo for a while now.
It'll probably get cool again, and then we'll have real summer.
And what is real summer?
Like 90s every day.
So this is like a blip on the radar.
Yeah, we'll have like a week of this, and then it'll cool down a little bit.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Up ahead on WTOP in Money News.
D.C. makes a best restaurant list and a best bars list. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather coming in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
It's 108.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8s. Watching the roads, Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Mark. In Virginia, eastbound 66 as you leave 123, headed toward Nutley Street. That's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone. Westbound I-66 after Nutley Street as you head toward 123, the right lane is blocked for the crash. Watch for authorities as they head to the scene there. On the interloop, slowdowns approaching Tyson's, headed toward McLean. As you make your way past the Dulles Toll Road toward the Georgetown Turnpike. The work continues to block the right lane. Northbound I-95 coming out of Stafford, headed towards Garrisonville. That's where the right side is blocked after 6:30 in Stafford for the work zone. Beyond that, you are clear toward the Springfield interchange. Southbound I-95 is in great shape as you leave, of course, the Springfield interchange, headed down toward Fredericksburg. No problems on I-395 up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Still the problem in Maryland on the Beltway, the outer loop, as you head past 201 and Kenilworth Avenue toward Route 1 in College Park. The right center lane was blocked for some wood debris there. Traveling on the BW Parkway southbound, leaving 198 toward 197. It's a single right lane getting you through the work zone. New problems on the inner loop ramp to northbound I-95, where the left side is blocked for the brush fire activity. Eastbound 50 going across the Bay Bridge. A single right lane gets you through the maintenance operations there, blocking the right lane delays. Eastbound approaching Cape St. Clair toward the eastbound span. Westbound, the left lane is blocked for two-way traffic preps, but not running as of yet. Still on 301 southbound, as you head past the merge with Route 5 and Brandywine, the single lane will get you by the work zone. Northbound 301 near Chad's Ford and Timothy Branch Drive, left lane is blocked for the work zone there. Traveling in the district, northbound DC 295, headed toward Burroughs Avenue, still with the right side blocked for the work zone. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin has the 7 News First Alert forecast.
As we head through the remainder of the afternoon, lots of sunshine and record challenging heat considering the time of year. Upper 80s to lower 90s are normal high for these dates in the lower 70s. We fall through the 80s, the 70s, eventually into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy for your Tuesday, looking at showers and thunderstorms, just a few during the afternoon and evening. It's all part of a cold front. Highs mid-80s to around 90. We're in the lower to middle 80s on Wednesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
86 degrees right now at Reagan National, 89 at Dulles, and 90 at BWI Marshall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news on WTOP, 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Amazon deliveries are fast for Prime members. Amazon says 60% of Prime orders placed last quarter were delivered the same day or the next day, up from 50% a year ago. Alexandria-based Burke and Herbert Bank, the oldest continuously operating bank in the D.C. area, gets much bigger this week. Regulators have approved Burke and Herbert's merger with West Virginia's Summit Financial, doubling its size to 75 branches. A double win for D.C. on food and wine lists. Capitol Hill Indian restaurant Daru was ranked number 8 on its new list of 10 best restaurants for 2024. Allegory, a bar hidden behind a secret lobby door at the Eaton Hotel in Mount Vernon Square, ranks number 4 on Food and Wine's list of best U.S. bars. The Dow is up 107 points. The S&P 500 is up 13. The NASDAQ is up 51. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Who works hard every day to keep energy affordable, reliable, and sustainable for their customers? It's how they deliver more than energy. Learn more at pepco.com/morethanenergy.
Still to come on WTOP.
DC kicks off a week that's all about small businesses. I'm Mike Murillo.
It's 112.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair, Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For one day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle, not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills, build towards retirement by contributing to a pension, and earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 800-230-5174.
Stay with us. Up ahead, we'll tell you about a new lung cancer study that's looking for participants. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
People are driving 20, 30, 60 miles for the area's most incredible Toyota deals. And it all starts with just a click at twicethechoices.com. Waldorf Toyota and Alexandria Toyota make it all twice as easy at twicethechoices.com. Twice the Toyota selection, twice the Toyota savings, all with twice the Toyota customer service you deserve. The secret is out. The Toyota partnership that's putting dreams in driveways all around the Beltway. Point, click, and save. twicethechoices.com.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s. WTOP, Washington's top news.
1:15 on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. This is Small Business Week in D.C. WTOP's Mike Morello says the mayor kicked off the week by cutting the ribbon to a new small business along Rhode Island Avenue.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser cuts the ribbon outside the newly renovated space for Bandura Designs on Rhode Island Avenue, renovations that were aided by city grants.
We're grateful to our small business owners who serve us.
Jennifer Ferris owns the interior design company.
I am so grateful to be a part of this block.
Also during the kickoff, the mayor announced 64 recipients of robust retail grants, which give up to $10,000 to businesses.
For payroll, for new equipment, rent, or anything else that they need.
Also during the week, support events for small businesses will be held. Mike Morello, WTOP News.
The future is battery-powered, and the lithium-ion types you're used to now are just the beginning. WTOP's John Doman went to Beltsville, where a better and lighter battery is now in production.
Ion storage systems began in a lab at the University of Maryland, grew up in College Park, and now it's got the world's only fully automated solid-state battery manufacturing facility. And they're still here on Route 1, now in Beltsville.
Batteries in Maryland typically don't go together, but it has actually been a wonderful strategic location. Our first market customer is 20 minutes away.
Ricky Hanna, the CEO of Ion Storage, is talking about the U.S. Army, which is buying the first wave because these batteries are basically fireproof, while lithium ion is not.
Not only is it safe, but it has 40% more energy. It means it runs 40% longer.
Eventually, they'll be producing more than a million batteries every year here, so in a few years, you'll start seeing this battery in phones, cars, and lots of other places. In Beltsville, John Doman, WTOP News.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Kelly from Colorado asks, I was recently hired as a nanny and I'm saving 25% of my pay for taxes, but I was wondering if there's anything I should be writing off. I drive to the location, which is 25 miles one way, and I use my cell phone for keeping in touch with the parents during the day. Is there anything else I should keep track of or maintain receipts for? Well, Kelly, kudos to you for being organized and prepared. Tracking all of your expenses related to the job is exactly what you should be doing in order to be organized for next tax season.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And make sure to cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
A quick look now at the top stories we're working on. Protests over the war in Gaza at George Washington University have now expanded in their fifth day. Congress will soon take up the issue of adding more flights to Reagan National Airport. Keep it here for full details on these stories in minutes. WTOP brought to you by Lido Pizza, taking the headache out of planning with the Lido Pizza Team Party Giveaway for your child's sports team. Go to WTOP.com, search Lido to enter for your chance to win a pizza party and for complete details. At 118, traffic and weather on the 8s with Rob Stallworth.
Inner Loop, as you leave College Park, headed toward the BW Parkway in Greenbelt, just after 201 Kenilworth Avenue. That's where the right side is blocked for the crash. If you're traveling on the Inner Loop ramp to northbound I-95 in Maryland, that's where the brush fire activity is along the left side. Southbound BW Parkway leaving 198, headed down toward 197. A single right lane gets you by the work zone there. 50 eastbound going across the Bay Bridge. Just a single right lane gets you through the maintenance operations on the eastbound span. Westbound, not running two-way operations, so the left lane is still blocked for two-way traffic, perhaps just right now. If you're in Virginia on the Inner Loop, leaving the toll road headed toward the Georgetown Pike, that work continues to block the right lane. Westbound 66, leaving the Beltway out toward 123, the right lane is blocked for the crash. I-95 northbound after 630 in Stafford, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone there. Your delays northbound on I-95 stretch back to the Centerport Parkway as you continue toward the Springfield Interchange. No problems on I-395 up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Your travel lanes are open and available in the district. Northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, still with the right side blocked for the work zone as your delays stretch back to Pennsylvania Avenue. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life electronic device and pet health insurance. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
The 7 News First Alert forecast on this warm Monday from Steve Rudin.
A very nice looking afternoon across the DMV, although it is definitely on the hot side. Record challenging warmth expected with daytime highs anywhere from the upper 80s to lower 90s. Not going to have to deal with much of a heat index because those dew point levels, that stickiness factor is on the lower side. Mainly clear skies overnight. We're in the 60s by early tomorrow morning. Tracking a cold front Tuesday afternoon and evening. This will likely trigger a few showers, a few thunderstorms. Temperatures 85 to 90 degrees. We stay very warm on Wednesday, lower to middle 80s with partly cloudy skies, near 85 on Thursday. The upcoming weekend could very well turn out to be a washout. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
85 and sunny right now in Northwest Washington. 88 is the reading in Fairfax and in College Park. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Still to come.
A day of worldwide support aims to help new moms with mental health conditions. I'm Gigi Barnett.
It's 121.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages, longshoremen or small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
This is WTOP News.
It's 123. A growing number of never smokers are being diagnosed with lung cancer. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says a new study aims to better understand the genetic risk of developing lung cancer. And they're looking for study participants.
The test for this is very simple. It's a blood draw.
Lori Ambrose with GoTo for Lung Cancer, they're expanding their earlier published research that showed that people who are diagnosed with cancer with a particular DNA mutation could pass on that risk.
If you've had a family predisposition to this and you have been diagnosed, then perhaps your children could have a blood test to see if, in fact, they may carry a similar mutation.
The study will track participants over the 5-year study to look for anything suspicious, since finding lung cancer early increases the chances of a cure. Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
Welcoming a new baby is supposed to be a happy time. But thousands of women in the U.S. deal with mental health struggles after giving birth, and few get the help they need. WTOP's Gigi Barnett has more on an upcoming day of support for new moms.
Jennifer Davis remembers the mood swings, loneliness, and sadness shortly after leaving the hospital with her daughter 11 years ago.
It was mostly anxiety and intrusive thoughts.
7 years later, it happened again with her son. She now knows she was battling postpartum mental health disorders.
I was suffering silently.
Davis is now part of a nonprofit group that supports new moms called Postpartum Support International. It's joining in on World Maternal Mental Health Day on Wednesday. Wendy Davis is the group's president.
Over 800,000 women are experiencing some kind of pregnancy or postpartum mood disorders, and only about 25% of them get any help at all. We really want to change that.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
125, that means it's time for George Wallace.
All right, Mark, Cap season is over. Swept by the Rangers, 4-2 loss last night in Game 4, John Carlson.
It stinks, no matter what. I think, you know, especially with...